troops for their safety. His acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, had Justice Department officials who spoke to Fox angry and confused for telling reporters yesterday that military aid to Ukraine was tied to an investigation into 2016 election meddling.
Those comments were later walked back by Mulvaney in a statement. Mulvaney's assertion that Ukraine's cooperating in an ongoing investigation with the Department of Justice angered DOJ officials as well as the president's lawyers.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Mulvaney says now there was no quid pro quo. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It doesn't have a name yet. It's still called Potential Tropical Cyclone 16, but it is getting stronger, and it's aiming for the Northern Gulf Coast. Tropical storm warnings on the coast. Today we're dry, cloudy, comfortable, high 71. Tonight, showers likely by the wee hours of the morning as that tropical system comes ashore. Through the morning and midday hours, I think ending during the afternoon. Wind gust as high as 25 miles per hour, maybe a little higher. Our low tonight, 59. High tomorrow, 71. Sunday's a nice day. Lots of sun, high around 80. Maybe some more trouble by Monday night, but let's take these one at a time. Hey, make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet right now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Stay on top of all the tropical action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For CES 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Jackson Hospital in Montgomery is restricting visitors due to high flu activity. Hospital officials say signs of the flu have appeared early this year, and if you have flu-like symptoms, you should visit your primary care doctor or an urgent care clinic. Another bank robbery in Montgomery Thursday morning, this time the BB&T in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. Police say the suspect gave a teller the note and then fled the scene with cash. This is now the third bank robbery in Montgomery with similar circumstances in the last 2 weeks. Police aren't saying whether they are connected. The latest now on the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney, a.k.a. Cupcake. It's been 6 days now since she was abducted from a birthday party in Birmingham, and still not many answers. Two people taken in for questioning were arrested on unrelated charges. One has since been released on bond. The reward for information has now grown to $25,000. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. Usually I'm joined by Jack Campbell, but if you don't know by now, he's on assignment in Texas. In studio with me, though, Alva Lambert, hanging out for another segment. And, Alva and I just, it's Friday, no real rules, folks. 272-9228 if you want to join in. And we just got, especially off-air, sharing music off-air and loves, and it's great. It can be completely different genres. Music's just music. Yeah. Like players can play, and I love that stuff. It's the one thing. Like I've set up a turntable without speakers. Just I plug in headphones right next to my bed, and so I'll listen to records that were made for vinyl from that whatever era. Like I love the Muscle Shoals, Swampers era. And I'll sit there, and that'll be either a morning or a night routine before going to bed. Just listen to music. It's a type of meditation, sure. I suppose.
You're convinced Glenn Campbell should be in that list, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. can play. You just showed me a video of him playing.
Incredible.
Great stuff. Now, I just found this, Alva, and I was talking to you off air about it, but off-air conversations will remain off-air. But here's how I'll present it on air. Here's the headline from the Washington Examiner. Hillary Clinton says Tulsi Gabbard is a quote-unquote Russian asset groomed to ensure Trump re-election. Really? Really, Rod Ham?
Do you have her canned laugh? I want to hear it.
Oh, I might have it. Those, shrivel me timbers, Batman. And here's one right here.
It's so replicated.
Oh, Lord.
That's it.
We came. We saw. He died. She's so caring.
Manufactured.
But, this is a trend that's driving me nuts, Alva, is that if anybody is truly anti-war, wants to pull back troops like Trump does in the endless wars, Tulsi Gabbard made a great case for it on stage this week, and she, she's a very good-looking person, so I like Tulsi. I want her
attractive
up on stage.
Lady.
And she actually gets along with a lot of people.
She had a military background, right?
Yeah,
what I thought. Yeah.
I think she was a medic, Army medic. Mm-hmm. So, but she did several tours, and she's actually a Democrat that's shown respect and deference to Republicans.
Like Houlihan. MASH days.
But this trend
Loretta
of...
Loretta Switt, she's still living, right?
Hmm?
Loretta Switt.
Oh, I have no clue.
Can't remember.
But this trend of... If you support anything that disagrees with Hillary or the Democrats or the establishment, includes some Republicans, then you're a Russian asset. And I'm sorry, for such serious issues as foreign policy, we're not going to allow that. Not going to shut up about it. And you say, there are bots. There are bots online influencing voters. Really?
You think at some point there'd be a bridge too far.
Yeah. Well, and I think we've reached it all right.
But here, let's go to the phones. 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this? Nobody. See, that's, this is the thing, folks.
The number you have reached has been disconnected. There's no longer in use.
You know, even our studio phone line here will sometimes get, like, these robocalls.
Yeah.
And I've yet to put one on air. I might one of these days just to mess with them.
Yeah, call these people. Let them know what you think.
I'll conference them with our regular callers. It'll be fun. We'll give them all sorts of false information. It'd be great. But here's exactly what Clinton said. She was on with, you remember Plouf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was on his podcast, and he asked about third-party candidates. And Clinton said of Tulsi, quote, "She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and ways of supporting her so far. That's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset. So anybody who disagrees with me is a Russian asset." Oh, Lord! Ow! I'm not playing it anymore, Alba.
That's classic.
Ow, I don't think I'll be able to have children if I keep playing that cackle. Ow! Talk about retracting. Is it cold in here?
Is it cold in here? Or is it just you?
Good
That's a great country
Lord.
Song.
And it's a weird thing. And again, I start off the show saying this. We both watched that Trump rally, and it gave me hope. I was getting pretty down in the dumps. Like, we're never going to win this argument. But to see the crowd, a good American crowd in Texas, cheering the end to endless wars, I'm like, okay, we got some good folks.
And he's already got a good name again. Shifty Schiff.
Shifty Schiff. Crooked Hillary. Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. He's having problems. He's got problems. He's got a lot of problems. You know, he's touching people. He's rubbing their shoulders. I mean, have you seen the videos? Trump is, he was in rare form last night.
He
I have
really
to hand
was.
It to him. You know, Ted, you're so much better than these. Why don't you become Democrat, Ted? And you could beat
Ted's
them.
Like, no,
nah, he doesn't
no,
want to do
no.
that.
That's
whatever.
A good, that's a good. You're
yeah, he gets
wrong.
Up there. It's like a raspy.
Yeah.
Instead, I put my favorite is when he's all sensitive.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, look, look.
It's because that's the one that Alex Baldwin gets when he gets fired.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And Trump has so many different voices. And I compared that rally to what I saw on, I guess, was it Tuesday night? The Democratic debate.
Mm.
And
sleepy time.
Yeah. I almost got through the 3 hours. I got about 2:40 and I'm like, okay, I can't take this anymore. But here's a problem. And I think a lot of Democrat pundits are recognizing this. Elizabeth Warren is now the presumed front runner.
Have you seen, didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, sure.
Elizabeth Warren and Mark Zuckerberg getting in a big fight.
Oh,
big fight.
Yeah. And this is just another example of where Warren's going way too far.
Oh, she's anti-capitalist, and she said, I'm a capitalist. She is anything but that.
And I've not been happy with exactly the rules of Twitter or Facebook
right.
and these sorts of things, but I think...
But it is a private, for-profit...
Yeah.
deal, and that's something Elizabeth's going crazy over.
And having the government come in to solve these things, and it's infected both parties. Like Ben Sasse, or no. No, not Ben Sasse. He's a senator from Nebraska. Josh Hawley.
Yeah.
Senator from Missouri.
Missouri.
And he wanted to pass a bill where he was complaining about things like YouTube's autoplay is, you know, allows people to just get sucked down a rabbit hole. Well, you know, Senator Hawley, I can pull up YouTube, my app right now, and there's a button right there.
It says away.
Yeah, turn off autoplay. Mm-hmm. Like, if we keep babying Americans like this, that's what you're going to get, a bunch of full-grown babies. This is ridiculous stuff.
It's beyond anything I ever imagined.
And it drives me nuts. I'm like, I don't want you to be my champion. I want you largely to leave me alone and fight the folks who don't want to leave me alone. That's what I want in a politician.
Yep.
For the most part.
Don't let people blow each other up.
Exactly. Exactly. But let's try this phone call here. 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Kim.
Hey, Kim. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I just wondering if I haven't been able to listen all day, but if y'all heard about this deal where Pelosi diverts $2.4 billion from Social Security for the impeachment expenses.
Pelosi has taken 2.4 how much?
Billion with a B.
From Social Security?
Yeah, for impeachment. And when asked about it, she said, well, Trump supporters are mostly older, retired people, and so it's only right that they should pay for their mistake. They may have to do without cable for a year or two.
Well, I mean, you just saying it doesn't strike me as correct.
I think that would require congressional approval for her to do that. I just
it was on Facebook, something called Freedom Wire.
Yeah, I don't think it's true.
I would hope it would take congressional action, and the Senate would never agree to that.
Yeah, and that's, I think, that's just too much money. An impeachment inquiry wouldn't cost that amount of money.
What was the Mueller report?
Shy of 50, 40, something like that. So I think that, I don't trust all these fact-check sites, but I just put in Pelosi $2.4 billion, Social Security, pretty much every side saying it's not true. And I'll say this, Kim, when you first told me, I'm like, that doesn't sound right, just from knowing how much
it's
going to cost.
I don't think she'd have open-ended authorization to do that.
Right.
It would take congressional action to divert funds from Social Security.
I would think so. Glad to hear that. Thank y'all very much.
You know, Bob Dole, he Bob Dole said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to raid Social Security. Talk about a great American who's still living.
Yes.
He's still alive.
He is?
Yes.
Wow.
Bob Dole's still living.
That's the first election I remember vaguely when I was very young, in the 96 election. And Kim, appreciate the call.
Thank you, Kim.
And the one I remember watching the debates the first time talking about Social Security was W. and Al Gore. And I just remember Al Gore's lockbox.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Social Security debate was the Reagan famous response when Carter was saying, and the Democratic mantra at the time was, he'll be the end of Social Security and hurt Social Security. And that's when Reagan came back with his famous, well, there you go again.
Reagan was so good.
He was amazingly smooth. But it was about the Social Security discussion.
Oh, but before I forget, real quick, Susan Holliday. Susan Holliday, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. $500 to At Home, $500 to Foot Locker. Don't spend that whole $500 on just one pair of shoes if you do win, Susan. But so, Susan Holliday, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize. You're the latest name in the name game. What do you say, Alva? We see who's on line number two. Flying blind here, but 272-9228. Hello, who's this? You're on there.
This is Ed.
Hey, Ed. How's it going?
I just wanted to say hey to that great young man sitting by you there, Alva.
Hey.
Hey, brother Alva.
Hello.
Ed.
Hey, Ed. What's going on?
Hey, you know, all this stuff that's going on, you need to tell everybody that there is hope.
I told him that I'd not done my Billy Graham. You're right, Ed. Billy Graham, when we have a lot of great fellowship and fun and choir rehearsal at First Baptist, and we're getting ready for Living Christmas Tree, and Brother Ed is
listening to your music.
Brother Ed is our director of music. He's our minister of music, and we have a particular song that's so beautiful that's entitled Hope, and he always says, how would Billy Graham say that again? There's hope!
Had a few more syllables in there. Yeah.
In that great North Carolina accent.
Yep.
How are you, bro?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Got off the river.
River. Are you going to the river to catch some fish?
I tried, but they were not cooperating.
It's kind of like Hank Williams said, well, I went to the river, but the river was dry. When I got to the river was dry.
River.
She's long gone. Y'all
keep it in the middle of the road?
You got to. You got to, brother.
All right.
Have a great one.
Good day.
Take care.
Good day.
Appreciate it, Ed. You know everybody, Alva. I thought Jack knew everybody. You know everybody.
Well, there's a list of people we're still trying to accommodate and get to know and participate at a higher level of discussion. I love Reagan.
Another Friday brickbat, why not? This one's called Crikey. The South Australian Police Department said It is investigating an off-duty officer caught on video chasing and throwing rocks at the head of a wombat. In a statement, the police force said the wombat was, quote, unquote, seriously injured, but several media sources say the animal died. Mm. Serious stuff, folks.
That's serious stuff.
You know, you got to look out for those wombats.
Only in the country down under.
Indeed, indeed. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Gary.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know what I would like to hear? President Trump and Reagan talk about how the people love him because the polls for impeachment didn't go up until he came out and announced he wanted a vote.
So, Mr. President,
well, Mr. President, it's first off, I mean, I've been saying that I'd be more presidential than any president in history other than Honest Abe, but I've been leaving you out. I know you're the great communicator, and people love me, but they loved you.
Well, Mr. President, I'm somewhat taken back because I knew Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was a friend of mine, and you're no Abraham Lincoln.
Well, you know, I know. I'm no Abraham Lincoln. Well, no, you're not any Abraham Lincoln. Oh, shut up, Lindsay. Shut up, Lindsay. You go sit in the corner, Lindsay,
you know,
all right?
You know, Reagan was speaking to the Republican convention whenever Clinton was nominated, and they go, you know, their nominee is full of smoke and mirrors. You know, he was talking about inhaling. He goes, and he's invoked the name of Thomas Jefferson. Well, I resent that because I knew Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was a friend of mine. And, Governor, you're no Thomas Jefferson.
It's great stuff.
Oh, I love it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gara.
See, I don't usually perform on the spot, but I'm happy to oblige.
You can do great.
Happy
Trump.
To oblige. And I'm going to keep working at it. I mean, Bernie Sanders, if he was to win the...
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear. Clear.
And that is, I think, one of the most fascinating aspects of politics is how people communicate. I called it, and a lot of people are like, where'd you get that? I said, Trump is probably going to win. Because he sounds like a talk radio caller. He speaks like most people talk, and actually how most conservatives communicate.
Yes. Yeah.
And somebody's like, well, where'd you get that insight from? I'm like, well, actually from a democratic socialist named George Orwell. He wrote an essay in the 40s saying it's the first politicians who can, he used the term demotic speech, but you can talk like the everyman will connect with people.
If you want to hear someone who sounds just exactly like Bunny and who Bunny sounds like, look up Jackie Mason. Jackie Mason is exactly who Bernie sounds like. He did the voice of the aardvark on Pink Panther.
Yes.
Hello, Ant. How are you? Yes. I'm going to eat you, Ant. Where are you headed to, Ant? Your mess. I'm going to go to your picnic. Hello. The aardvark.
Bernie Sanders. And he's just getting more and more radical.
Well, he's losing ground to...
Exactly.
I got a scoop. Liz Warren. I've enjoyed it. Thank you, Jordan.
Really appreciate you hanging out today, Alan.
Have a great weekend. God bless.
God bless. Folks, more News and Views when we come back. 272-9228.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033. Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. Let's talk about news on the river because the RV park is up and running. That's right. You can get your RV and bring it down here and spend some time with us, a weekend, a week, a month, however long you'd like to come and stay with us, and we'll cook you up some fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got a steamer, a fryer, we got a grill over here, so a grilled amberjack, those steamed snow crab and shrimp. Oh, and we're also shucking up fresh oysters. Oysters Rockefeller, I know we'll get you something good to eat. We'll rent you a pontoon boat. You can enjoy this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Let's talk about the fun time. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. This week, Amanda Fish. You hear me right. Amanda Fish, not Samantha. It's Samantha Fish's sister. Amanda, she's been tearing it up on the blues scene lately. Out of Kansas City at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. Check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com. We're going to be looking for you to get down here soon and come hungry.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon, folks. I'll be closing out the show by my lonesome, but I think I'll be all right here. 272-9228, though, if you'd like to call in. You know, the news media, we played it yesterday live on these airwaves, Mick Mulvaney talking about why aid was withheld to Ukraine, general corruption in the country, and there has been a lot of corruption in that country, that's obvious. As well as issues with the Europeans, the EU, not ponying up any funds, lethal aid to Ukraine, where the United States is again taking on the lion's share of the burden, if not pretty much all of the burden in that regard. Mulvaney, though, after it's been misconstrued, is now saying today, let me be clear, there's absolutely no quid pro quo between Ukrainian military aid and any investigation into the 2016 election. The president never told me to withhold the money for that reason. But apparently Trump is now at a sit-down again. He's been in the press a lot, and I think and the more Trump actually gets out there and is just himself in front of the camera, the more effective he is at swaying the public. You know, there's a fascinating phenomenon I've noticed with Trump is that people don't actually watch him. They don't actually watch the rallies. I watched that rally last night in Dallas, Texas for the first time in, well, years. I usually see all the clips given the work I do every day. But it's been a while since I've sat down and actually watched a rally. And I have to say, it was night and day, not only between the Democrats who were on the debate stage earlier this week and Donald Trump last night, but also the way the press covers Trump, the way the press looks at Trump. They are they create a caricature of him, a cartoon version of him. And when you see the guy himself, no, he's not like a perfect vessel. He, as he said last night, I don't know the Bible as well as, you know, some other people. But he's genuinely himself in many ways. And even when he's kind of stretching the truth, it's so transparent. It's like, okay, fair enough. And right now he's sitting in the White House, and he's I hope I could find it live. I might here in a second. President Trump calls NASA astronauts carrying out first ever all-female spacewalk. And today is the first ever all-female spacewalk, and apparently Trump is making a call. He's saying, I'm here with Vice President Mike Pence, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, and my daughter Ivanka. We are thrilled to be speaking live with two American astronauts making history, joining us during their spacewalk outside of the International Space Station. It's stuff like this. You know, I'm not a government guy. I'm very cynical about government. But it's what that old Democrat writer who wrote West Wing, Aaron Sorkin, would say, these look at what we can do moments. As I'm staring here at this television screen of images outside the International Space Station orbiting this little blue planet of ours, these are the moments where it's great, all-female spacewalk, and just seeing what we can do when we actually have a positive goal in mind is remarkable. And for President Trump to highlight this is fantastic. Ivanka smiling ear to ear. Let me see if I can find the audio in just a second, because this is, it's history being made. It's amazing, though, how everything, you kind of take it for granted. Like, oh, yeah, we went to the moon. Been there, done that. It's funny how we start to take for granted amazing feats like going to the moon. But if you check out Fox News now, Trump is in the White House actually on a phone call with the women doing the spacewalk. This is incredible stuff to behold, and I always get goosebumps whenever anything to do with space absolutely fascinates me. It's a great Friday, folks. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to join in on the show. I'm going to see if I can find audio of this call. Be right back with more news and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark in the saddle. Jack Campbell will be back next week. Stay tuned. 272-9228.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? To Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. the Verbal and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. It doesn't have a name yet. It's still called Potential Tropical Cyclone 16, but it is getting stronger, and it's aiming for the Northern Gulf Coast. Tropical storm warnings on the coast. Today we're dry, cloudy, comfortable, high 71. Tonight, showers likely by the wee hours of the morning as that tropical system comes ashore. Through the morning and midday hours, I think ending during the afternoon. Wind gust as high as 25 miles per hour, maybe a little higher. Our low tonight, 59. High tomorrow, 71. Sunday's a nice day. Lots of sun, high around 80. Maybe some more trouble by Monday night, but let's take these one at a time. Hey, make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet right now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Stay on top of all the tropical action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here in the saddle. 272-9228 if you want to join in. Sitting here looking at a phone call being made between President Trump and the first all-female spacewalk outside the International Space Station. Not great audio because there's a large, long delay between connection, as you'd imagine, all the way in orbit. But it's just so much fun to see history being made and be reminded of the amazing things we can do. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Billy. Hey, Billy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joey. You're doing an awesome job today, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Talking about what you just mentioned with the press, how they try to portray our president, a cartoon character. Nobody never really, in the press that you see today, try to paint any of the Democrats in that shape, form, or fashion. I mean, you look at Nancy Pelosi right now, she's one Xanax away from a nervous breakdown. You look at Hillary Clinton, we all know the limitations that she's got right now. You look at Bernie Sanders, there's really nobody right now that I see them putting on the forefront that actually could challenge Donald Trump.
I agree.
And right now, we are living in the best of times. I don't know about you, but my 401k is rocking right now.
No, I'm doing great career-wise, money-wise. I'm doing very well in this Trump economy.
You look at the stock market. You get out on travel on our highways today. There's freight being moved everywhere up and down our interstate systems. Everybody that I know, was looking for a job, they got one today. Donald Trump, coming into office, he's done something in my lifetime that I've never witnessed before. He's actually come through on his promises as a politician. And he's done it in less than 4 years. Imagine what he can do in four more years. Imagine what he can do if he's given that opportunity to do it.
Well, and I think this is a rare moment, Billy, and the chance for him to do things. But we both know Trump pretty well, not the caricature of Trump. I think he's somebody willing to make a deal, and he's a unique player in the sense that he could move a lot of conservatives and libertarians like us to, like, understanding, okay, a deal needs to be made on immigration, on infrastructure, on all sorts of issues that require some compromise. And that's what I'm so baffled by the Democrats. Maybe if Trump wins re-election, there will be a chance to make deals on all these big issues that have been staring us in the face for two decades plus. And it would be a great thing for the country.
Well, he did something in my lifetime, and probably my mother and father's lifetime, that they've never seen. He actually walked across the 58th parallel and separated North and South Korea.
Right.
With the North Korean leader. I mean, how many presidents can say that?
Hardly any. And we're not sure. Did you hear me report yesterday about what Kim Jong-un did propaganda-wise?
No, I didn't.
Kim Jong-un yesterday, and this is from North Korea's media, so it's kind of true. It's true fake news propaganda, but it's symbolic, and that's the important part. Kim Jong-un literally straddled a white stallion and rode it up a sacred mountain in North Korea to the summit. Now, the actual summit's like 9,000 feet above sea level, so I doubt the fat little rocket man actually, rode on a white stallion. But pictures are out there. Just search Kim Jong-un white horse. And
I will.
He's done this in the past before he makes a big decision. Kim Jong-un does.
They rode white horse.
Yeah, he rides his white horse near the sacred mountain.
That's amazing, But to see what our president has done in just in 3 years of his tenure in office, and things I never would have thought I'd see in my lifetime, and what he has shown me, and I think what he showed the quiet, silent majority of our country, the ones that actually showed up and voted and made a stand against Hillary Clinton and the establishment in Washington. These people, and I'm one of them, we wanted a change. We wanted things different in our country. We wanted something better for our children, for our grandchildren. We wanted a future for them. And the way that this country was being run, I think, if anything, he has woke a lot of people up. And with the people showing up in this upcoming election, I think Donald Trump will win by a landslide.
I think so, too. And I mean, there's always surprises and bombs you don't see coming. But right now, the way it's shaping up, the Democrats are struggling.
And you're right. What you just said, there's nothing, no telling what the Democrats are going to try to parade out in front of us.
Right.
Trying to pin on Donald Trump. I don't put anything past this.
Well, and my biggest worry, Billy, is not a political one, but an economic one. And I'm not trying to talk the economy down. I'm doing great. As you just said, you're doing great. A lot of people are. Stock market's gangbusters. A lot of people are. Employment has never been this low for all sorts of folks and groups. But I do worry because of how I view monetary policy and what we've done in the last decade or so with like the Federal Reserve and whatnot. I worry that there will be a day of reckoning. I just hope it doesn't happen before November of next year. And I don't think it will. I think it's a few years out, actually.
You go back in time, though. You look in the early 90s, and all this was under Clinton's tenure. The housing market, it exploded. Mm. But the banks were making loans to people who really, really shouldn't have gotten those loans.
Right.
And they were up for extending their lines of credit on people. And the bubble burst, and everything came crashing down. Donald Trump, he's a businessman. He's not a career politician. He has made his money making business decisions. He has started running this country as a business, as it should have been run 50 years ago. But through the changes of time and the crooks that we have had in office, Republican and Democrat, they have showed me that they didn't care nothing about us. Didn't care nothing about our future. Didn't care about the path of our country. And that's clear to see now. And that's what the Democrats want. They want to destroy everything that this country stands for. And they want a one-world agenda, one-world government. And Donald Trump's the only thing that stands in between that.
For the time being, you're absolutely right, Billy. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Billy. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line two. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, this is Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was watching the news this morning, and I, you know, do the little Democrat thing for a few, and then I go to the Fox for a few, and then, of course, I spend most of my time with you guys and get my real news, you know. But I was very disturbed by how they clipped Mulvaney's little comment that he made about the quid pro quo. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, they just took it out of context. Of course, you know, it made it to something it wasn't. And I'm just wondering how many of these reporters that are doing this have actually watched the hearing that actually know what he really said and who have to kind of bite the inside of their cheek while they're spewing the lie.
Well, a lot of them were there.
All just ignorant.
I think it's as bad as a lot of them were there in the press briefing room. They had to blow the dust off. It's been a while since that room's been used for an actual press conference. But, yeah, I think it's just they have their lens. They have their narrative. I think some of it's dishonesty, but let's be honest ourselves. I think some of it is they genuinely believe their own narrative. And they thought, oh, we've got them now. Where when Dan and I played that live, that press conference with Mick Mulvaney, the chief of staff for the president, yesterday, I found what he was saying to be fairly coherent and straightforward, and I did find it
every word
as proof positive of this great quid pro quo. I just find that ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's very sad when they mislead people deliberately, knowing full well that that clip that they had was taken out of context and distorted. I don't see how they did not know that it was just a bald-faced lie when they did that. That's why I keep thinking, do they really believe this to the point that they were willing to slander?
I think a lot of them do.
Seriously.
A lot of them do, though. There's breaking news that came out this morning, Debbie, that apparently the Trump campaign is looking into suing CNN, fake news, these leaked tapes of Jeff Zucker, the head of that network. I don't know if it'll actually go anywhere, but it's kind of a shot across the bow there. And we'll see.
Did you hear with Ms. Harris on the post-debate interview how she wants to get Trump off of Twitter?
Yeah, I reported that earlier.
He should be banned.
I missed it.
It was a good piece there. I'm glad you did that. That needed to come out.
It's just so unserious. And I'm tired of both sides, by the way. Democrat candidates are now doing it, but I'm tired of both sides going, I want social media to do what I want for my political party. It's like, leave it alone. Like,
let it be real.
Well, and also, like, on Facebook, how about the person who posts something is responsible for what they post? That it's not up to Facebook or Twitter to police all this speech and whatnot. Now, I'm not saying Facebook or Twitter or anybody's hands are completely clean, but at least given in recent days, Mark Zuckerberg seems to be waking up to the fact that trying to police all this stuff is a fool's errand, and it's going to end up with the government taking over his company.
Did you see his interview in Congress where he actually said that he was just going to wash his hands of it and let the government censor? I just about fell out of my chair when I saw him say that.
Well, and part of I think he welcomes certain types of regulations in the not the ones Elizabeth Warren's putting forward, but he welcomes certain types of regulations because he's already established. So any sort of startup company, like social media company, like Facebook, would have to comply with rules and regulations that cost a lot of money, require a lot of human beings on staff to actually work the different systems and come into compliance. Facebook can handle that because they're already this billion-dollar company, but other startups can't. So it's a classic case of big business works with big government to beat up competitors, all under the auspices of regulation and good governance. It's ridiculous.
Good way to squeeze the little guy out. Yep. What do you think about Mitt Romney?
I don't think much of him.
No, I don't either. I was shocked. Well, not shocked. I really can't say that. I was disgusted at his interview about Syria. Did you see it, the latest one?
I didn't see the interview. I saw his statement on the Senate floor yesterday. It's just over the top. And honestly, you know, I don't think Mitt Romney at the end of the day is a terrible person. Like that documentary that came out about him after his loss. I actually said to myself, where was this Mitt Romney on the campaign trail? Where was this guy who's just kind of cutting up, hanging out with family? He was so robotic on the campaign trail. And I think at the end of the day, I don't personally dislike Romney or Lindsey Graham or any of these folks, but I think they're just wrong on foreign policy. They're very
wrong.
Well,
they shouldn't be feeding the media right now with, you know, more of the condensation against Trump. I mean, it just doesn't make sense for the party. And, you know, I understand you don't always have to agree, but do you have to come out and be so ugly about things? Couldn't you be a little more diplomatic?
Let me ask you this, though, Debbie. Whether in the case of Lindsey Graham or Mitt Romney, and I'm asking the whole audience here, it's really a question that just came to mind. Do you think Mitt Romney is going to try to run for president again?
I think so. That's exactly what I was asking you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. I really feel like he's trying to find his niche and have something that he can stand on if he runs. And personally, I would not vote for him because of it.
Right.
He's just turned me totally off. So it won't work with me. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we just have to realize as conservatives, libertarians, those who are kind of loosely together on the right, that there are a lot of folks in the old Republican Party who have not given up yet in taking down what the party of Trump has become.
Yeah,
they're
gonna
keep fighting.
I guess that's true.
But Debbie, I appreciate the call.
Oh, thank you, Joey. You have a good day.
You too. We got to hear our last break here on News and Views. Joey Clark sitting in the saddle. Jack Kimball will be back next week. I believe Tuesday morning. He went down to Texas, and I think he saw some very interesting things. Looking forward to talking to Jack Campbell about that. But final moments here of News and Views coming up, 272-9228, if you want to get your calls in very quickly. And then the Dan Morris Show. I'll be sitting in the sidecar producing the Dan Morris Show. Should be a good program today. Be back with all the final moments of News and Views right after this.
Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a star man waiting in the sky.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys. Honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being, homie.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information.
Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
Come on, man. Get your bag. Got to go
You're listening to the final moments of News and Views here, 272-9228, if you want to get in. And final reminder, new sponsor of this program of News and Views is Dan Black Studios. Turn those old analog memories, those old family videos, whether of birthday parties or sporting events or special moments in history, even old reel-to-reel tape, if you have it. I remember my dad had some back on the farm. My dad was quite a kid, apparently. Nothing scared him, though he was diminutive in size. Not so diminutive these days. He's looking good. He's looking good. Love my dad for that. Getting his life together. And, it's good to preserve those old analog memories, bring them into the digital future and the digital age, and that's exactly what Dan Black Studios can do for you. Right now, News and Views listeners, when you call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black you're a News and Views listener, you'll get 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. And we got a call earlier from Dan Black Studios saying, hey folks, if you want to get a package together for Christmas, a priceless gift of preserving those memories for a loved one, you need to do it now. Do it now, especially with this deal. The 55% off VHS DVD transfers ends at the end of October. So check it out now. Again, Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Great new sponsor of News and Views. Dan Moore Show begins here in just mere moments. Apparently, we'll have our Middle East expert from the Air War College here in Montgomery, Dr. David Sorensen, on the line. You know, it was a great thing to see the Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo step up to the mic in Ankara, Turkey yesterday and say, we've reached a ceasefire. Of course, the Turks came out with a response, it's not a ceasefire, it's a pause. Okay, so we're playing language games. So Trump, last night, I noticed at the rally, again saying today, we have a ceasefire or a pause, whatever. Whichever you want to call it. Love how Trump does that. So we'll have Dr. David Sorensen on Dan's program to talk about developments, I believe, in that part of the world. Because even though it's a great thing to have that ceasefire or pause, it could go badly still. And it needs to go well because this is a volatile part of the world. Hopefully it reaches a sort of a natural equilibrium with all the different interests there. But we will see. It's always been a messy part of the world, and it'll probably continue to be messy despite best efforts going on. And we'll probably, my guess, get into the aftermath of the Mulvaney press conference yesterday. The media ran with it saying, oh, Mick Mulvaney, the chief of staff for President Trump, admitted to a quid pro quo. Where's Jim Acosta, that obnoxious, well, I was going to say something else that I won't say on air. He's saying, oh, it's now gone from quid pro quo to quid, oh, no. Oh, really, Jim? How clever of you, sir. So, Dan Moore Show is next. Thank you for listening to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell will be back next week. He's apparently been having a lot of fun down in Texas, and, he'll have, I'm sure, some reportage to give you from his travels, his journeys. A lot going on. So, thank you again for listening. Dan Moore Show next. I'll be back bright and early Monday morning at 9 a.m. with more News and Views. Yeah.